It's time for the best part of Minecraft, setting up a real multiplayer server.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is one of our crash courses. This will take a large subject in Minecraft and break it down for you. We got a lot of really great feedback for our LAN server episode, but people kept writing in and wanting to know how you make a real Minecraft server, not just for ones on your internal network. And this is not a trivial thing to do. To create a server, you need to do a few things, like a little bit of code. You need to do a little bit of fiddling with your internet settings, your router settings, and there's a lot of learning to do just about the game of Minecraft. In the first section, we will learn how to create a vanilla Minecraft server on Mac and PC. Next, we will learn how to upgrade that server so that you can install mods on it. Then, we will spotlight a few mods to help you with the server management. And then finally, we will show you how to open up that server to the World Wide Web. If you have ever wanted a server that is completely under your control, here is how to do it. Next, let's set up a vanilla server. What do I mean by vanilla? Well, it's not just your favorite flavor of ice cream. No, by vanilla, what I mean is that this is a basic server, no mods and no enhancements. This is directly from the creators of Minecraft, Mojang. In this tutorial, I am assuming that you have the latest version of Java installed. First, what we need to do, head on over to minecraft.net/download. If you are running a PC, you can download this minecraftserver.exe file, double-click it and run it, and bam, you are running a version of Minecraft. But if you would like to allocate more RAM to your server, or if you're on a Mac, there are a few more steps that we need to go through. By default, the server that you just double-click on and run is running at about 100 megabytes of RAM, which is pretty small amount of RAM. Most people will change their server to run on a gig of RAM, 1,024 megabytes to be exact, or 2 gigs of RAM is also common. So, to start off a server with more RAM, you need to do a little bit of stuff in the command line first. I'm going to show you how to do this on the Mac and the PC point of view, and then anytime that they meet up, I'm just going to go ahead and do it on the Mac side because that's what I have in front of me. To get this file that you need to start off with, head on over to minecraft.net/download. So, where the PC version of the server was right here, you are going to click on this minecraftserver.jar. When this downloads, go ahead and save it into its own folder, and let's call this server. And the reason I'm creating a folder and placing it inside of that folder is because when this runs, it will create a lot more files, and I'd like them all contained. So next, open up TextEdit or Notepad on the PC, and you're going to copy a little bit of code. It'll look like \binbashcd, the current directory that the script is running in, executing Java and a minimum and maximum of a gig, looking for a jar file, and then the name of that jar file. On the PC side, it will look like Java, a minimum and maximum that Java will run, the jar file, and the name of that jar file. On the Mac side, make sure that you hit Format, Make Plain Text, and then Save this. The name that you save this under could be anything, but to make it easy, let's just call it serverstart.command. And I'm going to save it in the same folder that the server is located in. On the PC side of things, you are going to name it server_start.bat, B-A-T. If you would like to copy this bit of code directly from our show notes, head on over to omgcraft.com/58, and you'll be dropped right into the show notes for this episode. Now that you have these lines of code copied into a sort of script, there's a few things we need to do first on the Mac side of things to make sure that it will run. It should just run just fine on the PC side of things. So now, let's go ahead and open up Terminal. And then I'm going to type out chmod space a plus x. What this is allowing is all users to be able to execute this file. I'm going to add a space, and then over here where I saved that command, I'm going to drag it in, and it has written out the path for me, just so I don't have to hand type that out, and hit enter. Now that this is done, I can execute that command. On the PC side of things, you don't have to do it. Now that we have done that, let's go ahead and run our server for the first time. Now, where I'm doing this is inside the server file, and I just want you to remember that it is empty at the moment, and I'm going to just double-click this start command. It's going to run it, open up a window, and over here on the side, it has created lots and lots of information for us to mess around with. And you can also see that this is the server running. Most people will go ahead and stop the server because in creating that file, we just won't want to make anything happen weird, so we're going to type the command stop. Now, there's one thing that is very important that I really want to touch on, and that is the servers.properties file. We're going to go ahead and open that with an application, and let me run through what some of these properties mean, because here is where you will be changing the things in your server. First, there are some generator settings, but I'm going to skip over that. This level name is where, if you have a saved world that you would like to make public, drop it in and then rename this level name to the name that folder is. You also have your server port, 25565 is by default, but you can make it whatever you want. You can also set a server IP. You can do a few things with max build height, spawning NPCs, adding a whitelist, and having a hardcore mode, forcing a texture pack, allowing or disallowing PvP. Your difficulty here, I want to touch on. 0 is peaceful, 1 is easy, 2 is normal, and 3 is hard. With game mode, 0 is normal survival, where you have hearts and a hunger bar, and you can do all the normal mining in game. 1 is creative, where you have unlimited blocks and your health and food don't matter. And then 2 is adventure mode, where you have a health and a hunger bar, but you cannot break blocks. Max players is the maximum amount of players that can connect to the server at one time, spawn monsters, generate structures. Now, view distance is interesting. You can set this if you are worried about bandwidth on your server, it's how many chunks away that their view will load out. You can set this up to 15. And then the message of the day is the sentence that is displayed underneath the server name for everyone who adds your server to their server list. The next thing that we're going to cover is the other side of multiplayer servers that make Minecraft such an awesome game, and that is the ability to mod that multiplayer server. At the moment, the most popular server modding platform is Bucket. To the players connecting to your server, it looks like a normal game, and they don't have to mod their own client to join your server. To set up a Bucket server, it's mostly the same as you would set up a vanilla server. Head on over to dl.bucket.org. Go ahead and download whichever build you would like. Now, it is good to note, Bucket may not be up to date with the regular version of Minecraft. Bucket development is a little bit slower than the Minecraft development. So you can either download a beta build or a regular version. There tends to be a lot of bugs in development, but it's something you have to live with if you want that awesome modding added to your server. So now that you have this downloaded, we're going to copy this. I'm going to go to my desktop and create a folder for it. Let's call this modded server. And I'm going to paste that jar in there. Then on the Mac side, I'm going to open up Text Edit. On the PC side, you can just open up Notepad, and you're going to copy a little bit of code, just like we did with the vanilla server. If you would like this code and cannot remember it yourself, head on over to our show notes at omgcraft.com/58. Now, on the Mac side of things, I need to make this plain text. I need to format in plain text, so let's go ahead and do that. And then I'm going to save this as start_server bat.command. On the PC side of things, it's going to be start_server.bat. Let's go ahead and save that. Okay, one more thing you need to do on Mac and PC is because I downloaded a beta version of Craft Bucket, it is named all weird. You have a few options. You can either just make sure this is named craftbucket.jar, like the script that we wrote earlier says, or you can change this name in the script. Of course, you can always in-game ask what version you're running, but I tend to like to keep jars around just for old time's sake. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab this file and drag it into my command and then delete all of this other path information. There we go. And go ahead and save that. Now let's go ahead and double-click on that command and see if it all works. It looks like it is, and you can see that it's making files back here in the back. It's also doing a lot of things like preparing your spawn area and getting things all ready for us. It's also making a different world for each dimension in the game. So you have a dimension for the world, for the nether, and for the end. Upon creating the server, it will make this plugins folder over here, and this is where you are going to drop your plugins so that Craft Bucket will see them and install the mods onto your server. Once you have the mod placed in that folder, all you have to do is restart the server and the mod should be loaded. Now that you have a bucket server all up and running, it is time to choose some mods that will help add features for your server, make sure that you can run the server better or more efficiently, or have more tools at your disposal whenever you're on your server. I have picked out a few mods to help suit your needs. When running your server, you want to protect yourself from cheaters or griefers. There's no better way to do that then without this bucket plugin called No Cheat Plus. No Cheat Plus can do things like prevent players from using hacked clients to fly in survival mode and prevent them from abusing enderpearls to get through walls. Players will only be able to interact with blocks within their reach, so no hacked clients like Notice will be able to destroy blocks for them. The plugin also has some handy features to help you manage the chat, like spam protection. It can also do a whole lot more. I suggest reading the full feature list on the plugin page. Next, one of the most popular plugins for general command-like features is Essentials. Some of the general commands that you have are sending and receiving mail, setting a nickname with /nick. You also have moderator tools like broadcasting a whole server message in chat. You can also look into players' inventories, view private messages that are going on between players, or vanish your character so nobody can see you and spy to make sure nobody's cheating. Next off is Spigot. Spigot is a little bit different because it's not really a mod. It's really a hacked together bucket server jar. Spigot is used on many of the top Minecraft servers to ensure stability. For small servers, it will idle the CPU's usage so that you will save power and resources when no players are online. Some other features that it adds is better TPS, ticks per second. You prevent chunk leaks, and it automatically stays up to date with the latest bucket changes. And man, after Spigot, there are tons and tons of other mods that you should check out. Iconomy allows you to add in-game currency. There are shops like Sign Shop, which allow players to sell things between each other. There's a mod called Multiverse, which allows you to have tons and tons of world, not just a normal survival world and another, but multiple flatlands and anything that they possibly want to do. Townie is a mod that allows you to create small towns and manage them. You also have very powerful tools like World Edit, which allows you to edit multiple blocks around a huge range of parameters. There's even chat upgrades like Hero Chat, which allows cool colored text and things like that. Now that your server is all set up just how you like it, it is time to change some router and network settings to make sure that all of your friends can connect from wherever they are on the internet. First, to open up your server to the world, you need to open up the port that Minecraft will be running off of. The default port is 25565. If you change the port in the server.properties file, you will have to make sure that that port is open for people to connect. The basic idea is Minecraft is trying to talk with the outside via some sort of road, and that road has a number, and you need to make sure that road is clear for Minecraft to talk. You will need router admin access. Every router is built differently, so there is no way for us to cover how to do this on every single router. Luckily, there are a few resources that you can use. Portforward.com will help you forward your port. Normally, you will be looking for NAT or QoS settings or port forwarding on your router. After the port has been forwarded, you can check to see if this is all working on canyouseeme.org and make sure that 25565 is open and you see a success. And then you will know that everything is working correctly. Once you have that port open, you will need to give other people your public IP address, not a private IP address. You can tell if it's public or private. If it starts with 192, you're probably on an internal IP address, not a public-facing one. To find this public IP address, just search Google for IP. Two letters, and it will be the first thing that pops up. If you happen to own a domain name, you can point your A record toward your public-facing IP address, and then people can type in that domain name. You can also use something called a CNAME if you want something fancy like mc.yourdomain.com to point directly to your forward-facing IP. Now, on most people's internet connections, that IP address will change a lot, and it takes a while for DNS servers to recognize an IP change. So in some cases, this will not work for you, but it's a good thing to know. And there you have it. If people are connecting to your Minecraft server, hooray! Start a new server and make sure everyone just to also remember that there are a few security things. You're opening up ports, and also your computer that you're running may not be able to handle a ton of people connecting to it. So keep in mind that internet speed is a big factor, and your computer hardware is another big factor. But that is it for this episode of OMG Craft. I hope that you have got your server up and running. If you have questions, feel free to mail me at mail@omgcraft.com. Big thanks to T2 and Cheeto for helping out with this episode. Their input is always appreciated. If you would like to subscribe to the show, you can do so at youtube.com/omgcraft or search for OMG Craft in iTunes. Once again, thank you so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. I will see you next time.